person should not spit in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If he has some saliva, lemon in his mouth, and he has to get it out of his mouth and put it into a tissue. If his talus fell off partially, then he could put it back into place. If it fully fell off, then he should not put it on again in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Maaseh, trying to make a brother. So the Zalman had a kula that since when you put it on, your intention was it should be on for the whole time. So after davening, go to davening, you don't have to make it. But make sure your glasses are on tight enough and when you bend over, they won't fall down. It's important to have kavanah to the perish animus when you say the tefillah. To know what you're saying, you should think that you're truth, that the Shekhinah is in front of you. Before you start my answer, you should stop a second and as much as you can remove all the machshavas that are preoccupying your mind. You could even plan to all the machshavas have a place in tefillah, so in the right place. You say, "I thought you know the das because he's called for das, not for panos." Come to Rafaela, he's supposed to be called for refuah, and not for how to get along with your neighbor. Yeah. You should admit, just like a person who has to stand in front of a king, make sure he says everything properly, or tell the famous that he's both as much as possible. The best thing is just to have to say every word of Shemoneh Esrei and have the kosher to come on the words of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the best way to do it. A lot of person by kosher leave it for the end. Very often you start with your by kosher, you end up over there. And suddenly Shemoneh Esrei is over and you're in the middle of that by kosher.